Hello, hello, hello. Am I going to see you all out here tomorrow around about 3 o'clock?
That's right.
Yeah. It's going to be like 100 and some degrees, isn't it?
Coach, what was that cold. Normal child with you a couple minutes ago?
That was little Morgan, my little princess. Thank you. Thank you very much. She's the best athlete in the family.
Day one versus day two, what were your impressions?
I thought defense really got out there today. Both the young guys and the older guys, but they played with a lot of passion, was flying around and having fun, and that's how we want to play football around here. And that was good to see those guys over there just cheer and celebrate with each other and making plays. And again, when you see them celebrating and having fun, usually they make some plays, and we want them to make plays.
Can you tell who the leaders are now? Like, who stuck out to you? Is that cream risen in just 2 days?
No, I wouldn't just say in 2 days. If that was the case, I'd say all of them are leading. You know, they all leading the way that we want to. They all doing what we ask them to. And like I say, having fun and cheering their teammates on and doing the things that we want to. I think you ask me that in about another week or so, as we get into dog days of camp, that's when you see your real leaders, you know. I told our guys, camp sucks. You know, we got to embrace the suck right here. So that's what we're looking forward to doing.
When you mix the roster tomorrow, any young guys you've seen the last couple of days that you think are really going to open the veterans' eyes?
Yes, I've seen a lot of young guys. Austin Falu up front, it has been big time the last 2 days. Now, I take that for a grain of salt because we just have helmets on. So I think everybody out there are All-American with the helmet on. Nobody's afraid of anything. You know, once we put the pads on, then things will be a little different. You know, not everybody have courage on impact, so that'll be fun. But Austin's done a great job. Dan Felix, CJ Burdell, both of those guys have done a really good job. I think we have ourselves some pretty good young running backs. You know, who else on defense? D'Amador, Lenore has done a great job for us. Jalen Redd, I'm really excited to see those guys come and beat our older guys and watch them compete with the older guys. You know, I think they're ready. I think they're athletic enough to do it, and it's going to be fun to watch them tomorrow as they get with the older guys.
What do you look for out of some of those younger running backs when they have, you know, a pretty good leader and Royce kind of ahead of them?
I just want to see them continue to develop. You know, they're a good football player. They're a tremendous athlete, and some of the things they're doing now, you get excited because, again, they're young, they're pups, but they can do some things that these older guys are doing, you know. So just letting them come out and continue to compete. I think the more they compete, the better they're going to get, and the better our older guys are going to get as well.
Well, you had Tyree come and talk to the guys afterward. What did you want them to come with? What did you want them to talk about?
Every day I have each one of our guys get up and give the team some wise words. You know, I think it's good to get our guys up in front of their teammates and say something positive, give our team something that they can lean on, you know, and it was great. I mean, you learn a lot about your guys. You learn a lot about who needs to talk a little more than and who probably shouldn't talk as much, but it's pretty good. It's good to get those guys in front of people, and especially their peers, and we're not afraid to talk and then share something that's good for the football team.
Charles looked pretty good earlier, but he wasn't in 11-on-11. Is that precautionary?
Yeah, he said his hamstring started to tighten up a little bit, and so we just made sure we didn't do anything that was gonna hurt him.
Zach left the program with
who?
Zach Oaken.
Oh, yeah.
What was the reason for
him? It's more medical. I'll leave that to Zach. You know, he's just more personal than anything.
You were just talking about having the guys come up and say some words to their team. What is some of the stuff that they've said stuck out to you?
Just Tyree just talked about today is how he enjoyed the passion, and if they continue to play that way and have fun with each other, we can build something special here. And he said we can't allow the coaches to have more energy than we have out there when we're putting in the work. So I thought that was right on. You know, they need to have that energy and passion. And like I say, they never know who I'm going to call. You know, I tell them all, you got to have one right in your back pocket, ready to go, because you never know when I call you. Same goes for you all. If you're standing around, they're could call one of you all. So make sure you have a good one in your back pocket.
As far as offensive formation, still lingers, the TCU debacle. A lot of fans wonder why, because a lot of spread teams go with behind the quarterback vertical formation once in a while, behind the center, instead of always in the shotgun. And we see some of that.
I'd say you'll see a lot of different things. You know, we're going to be in the gun majority of the time, and if we feel a need to get in the center, we'll do that. But we're a gun team, you know, you see us in the gun majority of the football.
Teams with the gun use the I mean, Clemson does it behind the center, up behind the center, so you're not ruling it out.
Yeah, we're not Clemson. We're Oregon.
Okay.
You know, we're gonna run out. I don't know how everybody else do it, but we're in the gun. And
the point is, I mean, if we're behind center, I think we'll beat you TCU because it couldn't hike the ball. That's what fans are frustrated about, is the lack of diversity or versatility to do that.
I have no idea about what you're talking about.
Okay.
You know, and hopefully what we do this year don't disappoint the fans.
All right.
How about that?
Willie, you mentioned the dog days of camp that are coming. The guys are amped up now. How do you keep that attitude throughout those days when guys are getting antsy to play?
That's when they got to lean on each other. You know, like I say, embrace the suck. You know going in is coming, you know. We always talk about this little guy named Freddie Soft, Freddie P. Soft, little guy. You know, he's pretty powerful. He sit in your ear and start talking about, let's take the day off. Oh, let's go tell Chief, tighten up a little bit, don't want to practice, you know. That's part of it. We can't be that way. We want a football team. Whenever the coach comes out with a whistle and the football, they're ready to go no matter what, no matter when that time is. We want guys that love to get out there and compete. So, again, we constantly talk to our guys about those dog days, and they're going to come, and yeah, you just got to be ready for it. I think that's those days are probably the most important days, you know, is who can pull each other along and bring the best out of them when they really don't want to do it, you know. And if we can get our team to play at a high level and come out here and perform the way we need them to when they really don't want to, then we're going to have something good going.
When did you learn the embrace the suck?
I learned that a long time ago when I played. Didn't necessarily like it, but enjoyed it.
Was that something your coach then said, or is that something that you kind of?
Yeah, he didn't necessarily say embrace the suck. We just, it's kind of one of those things. I think we started saying that when I was in South Florida in that heat and the humidity. It really sucks then. You know, this this is pretty cool now. You can enjoy this, but you're in that 100 degree with some humidity. That's, it really sucks then.
In spring, you said depth charts were really fluid because you wanted to see how guys would react. Is that still the case now, early on?
Oh, yeah. Yes. We don't play until September, you know, so it's a long time, and we got to make sure we have the right guys on the football field, the guys that can help us win football games. And 2 days is not going to do that. A week is not going to do that. 2 weeks is not going to do that. So we're going to keep moving that around, and our guys understand they can't have a bad day. You know, we just can't do that. We only have so many practices, and everybody's got to be focused every single day. Everybody's got to take care of their body so they can come out here and compete at a high level so that we can perform the way that we want to perform. But that depth chart is constantly moving.
Does that include still experimenting at guys in other positions too? Or
yeah. Yeah, we have some periods. Actually, we start tomorrow, but we're going to have some guys move around to some other positions and see what they can do at those positions, at least get it on film and see if guys can help us at certain spots.
Willie, some of your young DBs got their hands on the ball today. Do you like kind of the mix of veterans and young talent you've got there?
I do, because I think that group has become a lot more competitive now, you know, especially with the young guys coming in. I think our older guys seeing that those guys are pretty good too, you know. I got to come and bring my A game, you know, but I think all of them are really confident right now and out there having fun. But more importantly, that competition bring the best out of everybody, and I think we're seeing that in our DBs now, which is really, really good.
What have you seen from Breeze? He's a guy that redshirted last year. And
Breeze is, I tell you what, he's a lot more confident now in what he's doing. And I saw that towards the tail end of spring ball is where he really started to gain confidence. And then as we had these first two practices, he's really playing some really good football for us.
You've talked about bodies changing over the summer, spring and summer. Can you name a couple, two or three guys you most dramatic in that way?
I thought Justin was one, you know, gaining 15 pounds of muscle, and that's good. I thought Royce, just the way his body changed, he's lost a lot of fat and got a lot of muscle, and he still want to lose a little weight, you know. But he looks good running. The way he's running now, he looks faster, You know, and I'm like, if you can run that fast at 240 pounds, you don't need to lose weight.